What's up, everybody? It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I wasn't going to do anything tonight because yesterday, I wasn't feeling good yesterday, and I had to work all day yesterday. Well, part of the day yesterday, and then today I still haven't been back at 100%. But hopefully, tomorrow I'll feel better. And I don't know what's going on. You know, I think there's a little bug or something going on that's kind of just making you feel nauseated. I know if you guys are going through that. So I just feel bad. It's not like it's not a cold. I'm not vomiting. That gross to say vomiting. Can you say I think throw up is just so so low rate when you say I threw up. But okay, it is what it is. But I'm not doing any of that. I just feel bad, and I do feel a little queasy, and I haven't really been able to eat anything. I think I got food poisoning the other day. That will teach my ass not to get pizza from a gas station. I think that was the culprit, the pizza from the gas station that I got on. It would have been Monday or Tuesday night, I think, and it made me sick. So I'm just not feeling the greatest, but you know, hey, the show must go on, as they say. But this show is normally on Tuesdays. This month, hopefully, when I get my shit together, we will be transitioning into our new show, which is kind of what I've been doing here lately on the Late Night Show. Just kind of mixing, you know, how I used to do Fanboy Friday or Fanboy Weekly, then this particular late night podcast. I'm just going to combine them both. Hold on 1 second, everybody. That's my work phone going off. 1 second. I knew as soon as I started talking tonight, I'd get a phone call. I've never, and I want to say this, and I don't try to say anything too much about my job because I can't, but there's things I can say. Before, you guys know, I was in just a regular staff position. Here we go again. The phone is ringing once again. 1 second, guys, while I take this another phone call. 1 second. No, William, they don't know I'm doing a show. Welcome to the chat, Mr. William. Glad you always join me when I'm on. I do appreciate that. But they don't know. And did she actually, my employee, she actually redialed me again. And I don't understand why, I don't understand why these people, and I hate to say it like that, why, like I said, I had a regular staff position before. Didn't want to be in management. That wasn't on my radar because I had too many things to do with my mom. And then you guys have heard this story. And I said, well, when they approached me about it, I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to take the job. I don't want to be, not that I didn't want to be responsible. I knew it was going to be a lot of work. Well, then I was promised, oh no, it'd be fine. And it didn't happen because you guys know I work a lot. And so, but with that being said, before I took the position, I've always been a good employee. Even though sometimes I don't feel as good, I always went to work, I always did what was asked of me, and a lot of times more. But the people that work for me, they don't. I don't get it. I've never seen adults who don't want to work. They want to work on their, you know, how do you have a job and you want to tell somebody when you want to work? You know, and then I had somebody call me tonight to, because we've had a lot of snow in the area. You know, it's March freaking 4th, and we get all this crazy snow. It was 50 degrees yesterday, and then with that cold weather and then the little warm weather, it produced a lot of moisture. So when the temperature dropped, here comes all this crazy snow today. And so we have like 6 to 8 inches on the ground. But here's my thing about the Midwest, and everybody's fussing about the snow. It's the Midwest. It's not like we've never had snow before. So get your life. And we just had snow. So I know we are all tired of it. I'm tired of it. You know, but thing is, when you're an adult, you have to put on your big boy and your big girl panties and, you know, do what you got to do. And so I see these people and they're like, oh, call me 24 hours. Well, since the weather's bad, I can't come in tomorrow. Your shift doesn't start until later on in the late evening. And you're calling me 24 hours before. I'm like, no, how about you call me 10 hours before your shift starts? And then we can talk about how the weather and the roads are. Because the snow has stopped at this point. So I just don't get it. And maybe it's just me. And maybe I just have a different work ethic. You know, I've always worked. And, you know, people say, well, I've been working. It's true. I've worked since I was 16. You know, my parents, not that they cut me off. And they've always done stuff for me. But if I needed it. But they was like, you know, to make your way in this world, you have to be accountable. You have to work. And sometimes you have to do the things that you don't want to do. If you want to eat, if you want your lights on, if you want to do things, if you want to drive your car, you know, so sometimes we just have to say, well, damn, I really don't like doing it, but I'm going to have to do it, you know. And there was a song that we used to sing in grade school called Mumble Grumble, This Is No Fun. You don't have to like it, but it's got to be done. I don't know if you guys remember that song. But yeah, that was something that, you know, we sung. So I'm like, wow. And I always go back to that, you know, and that song has stuck with me. It's like I sung that song in fifth grade. You know, yeah, I can bitch about it as much as I want. And I don't have to like it. In the course of my day when I work, there's a lot of things I don't like to do, but I have to do it because it has to be done, you know. And I just don't get adults who behave, you know, like they don't have responsibilities. And they may not, you know, they may not have the response or care, but I'm like, that just irritates me to no end. But anyhow, I'm glad you guys decided to hang out with me. We got William in the chat room saying hey and oh Lord to us. And like I said, we're transitioning the show. So we're going to kind of mix everything up and working on some new intros. I have some people working on that stuff for me now. So I want to be bright eyed and bushy tailed. I guess that's not really the thing to say because I'm I want to be ready. As I say, I'll be ready. And what else? What else is there? So we transition to the new show. Hopefully I'll feel better. And I want to have it done before March. Next weekend, well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. So on tonight's podcast, late night podcast, the prelude to Glitter and the Geek, we're going to talk about how much some of these 30-second commercials that are played during your favorite shows calls. There's another new study on penis sizes out there. Believe it or not, men are still worried about their inadequacies with their penis. have a couple fanboy updates. We might have a digital download giveaway. Talking more about my lackluster employees, and we'll talk about Empire and some other stuff. So thank you guys for joining me. My name is David. It is the Fanboy podcast, late night glitter, coming soon. It's here. We're doing it tonight. We'll be right back.
Beside me to guide me. guess it's my last chance for romance tonight. Oh, I need you by me, beside me, to guide me,
you know, you got to love some Donna Summer, baby, with Last Dance. I remember I was a DJ for my sixth grade dance, and the only music I could get was the LPs that my mom had, and my mom was a big lover of music, so Ashford and Simpson, Donna Summers, Donna Ross, of course the Commodores, all that good 70s, 80s R&B music. And I remember taking this and everybody flipped out over this song back in the day. But that was many, 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 many years ago. But we all love Donna Summer. So I'm still anticipating a few more phone calls. It's right at 11 o'clock. It is a shift change. You know, I have some people who work for me that, you know, David, I'll be at work. I'm going to go in early just so the person who I'm relieving, they can get the car cleaned off. And I've had two people do that for me tonight. I'm like, without me even asking, shifting starting at 11, they show up at 9. Okay, you can have the extra hours, you know, because you're doing something that's trying to help everybody out. You're making sure you get to work on time, and then you're making sure that your coworker, if they need to leave and they can get back on the road and get the car, you're there early enough for them. And I think that's the kind of employees that I like. But unfortunately, I don't have all those kind of employees, just a few. Sometimes you just wish you had a cookie coat, the good ones, just like have a cookie cutter and just, you know, or a duplicating machine and just put them, you know, where you need them. But anyhow, we're back. Here's the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Like I said, keep looking on the blog, which I haven't updated in a very, very long time, the 5x5.blogspot.com, and also our Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, new information on our upcoming our kind of mixed up show called Glitter and the Geek. I'm kind of excited about it. Got some things on the burner, but I don't want to just do that stuff until we're into the new format and the new name, and it'll be on iTunes. It'll probably be released under the feed for the late night show until I get everything changed over. Then I'll be able to have more guests on. It'd probably be a little bit of a longer show. I'm going to try to keep this show short tonight because I still have a feeling that I'm going to have to go to work at some point tonight, you know. And thing is, again, I don't mind driving in the snow. It's never been a problem for me. The problem, I don't like it. The problem is cleaning the freaking car off. There is so much snow in my car right now, and I'm like, ugh, and I don't feel good. I'm like, ugh, do I have to do that? If I don't have to do it tonight, I can definitely do it tomorrow. I just want to sleep, and that's kind of the mode I've been in. I worked all weekend. It was crazy working weekend. And then I worked Monday, of course, and I worked Tuesday, and today it was like, I don't have anything left. I don't feel good. I don't have anything left. I just need to, lay down. So I took my mother, I went and picked mom up and took her to her dialysis treatment. And then I went home and I camped out where I am now, on my sofa. But, the funny thing is, because I hadn't eaten anything, you know, even if you are sick, William, how come you don't have any snow yet? That's no fair. William. The one thing about being sick, especially when you have that queasiness and that nausea, that nauseous feeling, you don't want to eat because you don't want to, you know, again, I hate saying you don't want to vomit. That's kind of gross, right? You don't want to vomit, and you don't you don't want to throw up. I just want everybody to have snow, William. You don't want to throw you don't want to throw up, and it's just one of those things that, you know, don't eat anything. You know, so I'm like, okay, I have to put something on my stomach. Maybe I'll start feeling better. So I'm like, I went and bought some ginger ale, and I'm like, I'll have a little bit of some chips, the plain chips, and then I'll also, I'll make me a peanut butter sandwich, something to keep on my stomach. And so I make the peanut butter sandwich, and then I'm like putting my work stuff down because I was going to do some work, and then I changed my mind because it was raining and stuff earlier. And then I put all that stuff down, and then so I come, sit down on the couch, and I have my ginger ale, and I'm like, where did my peanut butter and jelly sandwich go? I'm like, where'd it go? And so I kid you not, I looked for over an hour for this peanut butter and jelly sandwich. This kind of is a testament to how I'm feeling today. So I'm like, there's no way. And then I'm like, so I'm sitting, I'm like, well, I didn't sit it here, you know, and I just had it on a napkin. I didn't grab a plate because I didn't need one. I was going to hold my hand and eat it. And I'm like, where did it go? Where in the hell did the peanut butter and jelly sandwich go? And so, I mean, I'm looking. And then I get distracted by something on TV. And then I'm like, okay, I need to sit down. I don't really feel that good. So I kind of laid down. Then when I got up, I'm like, oh, I really need to find that sandwich because I don't want it laying anywhere. And so I run around the house. I'm like, there's no reason for the peanut butter and jelly sandwich to be gone. Unless there's somebody else in here other than me, you know, then that would make more sense, but I know there's not anybody else in here but me. And so I'm looking, and then I wanted it because then I'm still having stomach pains. I'm like, oh Jesus, where is the sandwich at? Where is the sandwich at? And for some, I don't know how it happened. Something told me, David, look in your briefcase. And I'm like, my little satchel I have, I'm like, well, let me look in it and let me see. Let me look in there and see what, if it's in there. And somehow it's in between all these papers that I'm like, there's no way it could have gotten in between those papers. There's no way, you know. But it's in there. Of course, it's like a cracker now because it's flat. And then I'm looking at it. I'm giving the side eye. There's jelly going down some papers that I need to scan and fax to someone. I'm like, that's just my luck. But I'm still, to this moment, it's like 11 o'clock now. How did the sandwich get in my briefcase? Because maybe I was thinking I was work to do and I had it in my hand and I put it in there. I don't know. It's still the crazy case of the missing PB&J. Anyhow, William says snow is on the way. Yeah, I have lost my mind. That's because I'm feeling bad. And for anybody who lives in the southern Indiana, Kentucky area, the snow is closed everything down. So dig out tomorrow. And when we come back, we're going to talk about penis sizes. Thank you for listening. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. We'll be right back. Maybe.
Several years of my life, and it just ain't right. What's your perception of love? Now, how many times did we say it was over? And how many times did we not leave? There's no sense in this love hangover. Please come back to me. 'Cause I can't forget your ways. I still remember our first kiss. Oh, I'm nervous and trembling.
Smoking cigarettes at night.
Ooh, ooh. Wondering where you've been.
Smoking cigarettes at night.
Ooh, I can't cope with these.
Smoking cigarettes at night.
You're the one to help me quit.
Smoking cigarettes at night.
In the midnight hour, late in the midnight hour, I see the edge of your face, ooh, 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 and it makes it hard for me to breathe. What can I do to change your decision? Please work with me,
me,
yeah, yeah. Sometimes my eyes won't close from weeping, and sometimes I can't wake up. Sleeping.
Why?
'Cause you keep calling me, keep calling me
in my dreams.
I can't forget your ways. I still remember our first kiss. Ooh, you got me nervous and trembling.
Smoking cigarettes at night.
Oh, wondering where you've been.
Smoking cigarettes at night.
Can't cope with these.
Smoking cigarettes at night.
Ooh, you're the one to help me quit.
Smoking cigarettes at night.
Ooh, Newport, Winston, Salem's, Marble Lights. Don't matter what the kind, 'cause you got
smoking
me
out on you.
You got me puffing by the pack of nine.
Ooh,
pack of lights.
Black person can make a song about smoking cigarettes and put Newports, what's your Newports, Winston, Salem, Marble Lights. we've all been there. I don't know if you guys smoke or not. I happen to smoke. I know I'm trying to quit. But you know, when you had that person that you so worried about, you tripping over. I don't do it anymore because I don't care. If somebody don't want me, they won't be with me. Deuces. You know, because I don't like to worry about people anyhow, because it gets on your nerves worrying about, you know, a man, woman, whatever, you know, and being stressed over a person. There's too many things going on in life to sitting around smoking cigarettes and like worrying about a person. But anyhow, that's Tweet from the Southern Hummingbird album. That's one of my favorite albums from a female. But she just kind of went away. You know, that she had a second follow-up album, but it didn't do very much. But the first lead single was awesome. I have to find it so I can play for you guys one of these days. But, you know, after her and Missy, she did that song with Missy. She was the girl in the cheer from the Work It video. She was the Oops Oh My girl, but, you know, Missy produced that. And then she produced a good portion of this album. But also, And if you remember the Work It video, Missy's video, she was the girl in the cheer room. Missy says, if you know, about you getting your hair, your nails done, get your hair did, get a pedicure, that part, she's the girl in the cheer from the video when she turns around. It's Tweet. We love Tweet. But she had that big, remember when cell phones, cell phones really blew up like in 2000, mid 2000, 2005, 7. Six, seven? No. I wasn't living here. Early 2000, one, two, three, maybe. And she had that song called "Call Me," and it was like, because she had that big "Oops, Oh My" song. And then she got the little, I guess she probably didn't get paid for it, but she was in the commercials. I think it was T-Mobile, "Call Me," and that song, which wasn't one of my favorite songs. Anyhow, that was Tweet. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I got another work phone call. Actually, it was kind of a good one because someone was telling me they were on their way en route to work when they were supposed to be there 10 minutes ago. But hey, I know the weather's bad. Take your time. As long as you're getting to where you need to get, it's okay. So hopefully now I'm waiting on one more call. I have one more call at 11:30 that I'm waiting on. And then I can go to bed. That's why I decided to talk, because I was trying to get all my calls out of the way. And William says, I'm promoting smoking cigarettes at night. And William said he smokes too, so I'm not alone. But did you know the thing is, and I'm not going to say much about it, though, I can't smoke name brand cigarettes anymore. I ain't gonna tell you where I smoke, but there's some generic ones, because this is probably telling me to quit smoking, because all the other ones make me cough. I need to stop smoking, right? And I can only smoke the cheap cigarettes. You know, I'm not an advocate. If you haven't smoked, you haven't started smoking, do not do it. It's not good for you. I wish I had never picked up a cigarette. But yet and still, I'm not going to tell people you can't do this because I don't like it, or because I'm trying to be an advocate for your health. That's not what I'm here for, and that's not what other people are there for. You can't tell me what to do with my own body. I'm grown, you know, because they get to the place you can't smoke outside now. You know, give me a break. Anyhow, so I'm not an advocate of smoking. I am a smoker, but I'm not saying people to go out and smoke, so don't get the wrong idea. William isn't either. So anyhow, I was looking online, and you know, about a year ago, I think I had a show, maybe six months to a year ago, about they was doing the biggest penis sizes in the United States. Well, not the United States, in the country, in the world. And I think it's so funny because I think the only European country that was up there was like Czechoslovakia or something like that. Something like that. And all the rest of them were like places in Africa and Latin America, which is totally funny. It's totally fine. But, I just thought it was funny, you know, but people still have problems with the penis size. Get over it. It's not getting any bigger. So, what is, and I got this off the Daily Mail. The Brits are always doing all these sex surveys and sex studies and penis studies. And, I need to be liberated. I need to move to Europe so I can be liberated, because obviously that's where the fun is. But so what is the average penis length? Study reveals the normal manhood is 5.2 inches when erect. And experts have created graphs showing the size distributions of a penis. The average flaccid penis is 3.6 inches, the research shows. This extends to 5.2 inches when stretched but still flaccid. I mean, who's going up to do all this? And researchers found a small correlation between height and penis length. That's new. Can remember you used to say foot size? They used to say your middle finger, how far you can bend it back into your hand. And they said these graphs could further help doctors treating body dysmorphic disorder. It says it's an age-old worry for men all over the world. However, scientists have revealed what's considered normal for penis size and length. Like I said earlier, 5.2 for erect, and then the flaccid penis is 3.6. And when it comes to girth, which from what I understand, people like that, the average erect circumference was 4.6 and 3.7 inches when flaccid. The British research also found there was a small correlation between the erect length of penis and a man's height. The researchers said the graphs have plotted, which show size distributions of a penis, will help clinicians dealing with body dysmorphic disorder, a serious anxiety disorder relating to body image. The study could help. I mean, seriously, come on now. You know, I can think of other things too, because I, when I back got, say probably in 2004 and 5 and 6, I was at the best physical health that I've ever been in. I had lost 120 pounds in a span of a year. I was feeling good. I was looking good. I was smelling myself. You know how you get when you lose a little weight, you know, but I couldn't see that I was thin. All I saw was fat, you know. I couldn't see it. I couldn't process it. So I think there's bigger things to worry about than your penis size. Come on now, you know, but then again, that's coming from a black man, right? It says the study could help counsel men worried about their size or with investigation into how condom failure relates to penis size and girth. Some men are concerned about their penis size, and those who are preoccupied and severely distressed may even be diagnosed with BDD. The researchers created a graph depicting the size distribution of penis among men of all ages and many races. The research included 17 studies, 15,000, almost 16,000 men who underwent penis size measurements by health professionals using the standard procedure. Before this research, there had been no formal systematic reviews of this measurement. Measurements and no attempt to create the nomogram showing the distribution of size. Some men have been teased by sexual partners about their length. There are lots of men who might be worried, and we think reassuring men that they are normal range will help. We will also use graphs to examine the discrepancy between what a man believes to be their position on the graph and their actual position or what they think they should be. We have specialists in a body dysmorphic clinic, and some men are very worried about and distressed about their size. I'm not going to go through the whole graph and everything, but it just goes on to say how BDD occurs alongside obsessive compulsive disorder, and a person with BDD may constantly compare their looks to other people's, spend a long time in front of the mirror, or avoid the mirror altogether, constantly conceal a perceived defect, or feel anxious when around other people or in social situations. So you can find this on instinctmagazine.com or thedailymail.co.uk, and you can find the graph there, and I'll put it in the show notes as well. And you can see where you end up on the graph. Not that I think it's that big of a deal, but again, that's coming from black man. I would tell y'all where I'm on the graph, but this is not really a kid friendly show. We don't want to offend anybody, and I'm sure sometimes TMI is TMI, and y'all need to know me that well. Anyhow, when we come back, we're going to talk about the commercials. We have a fanboy update, and then we're going to close out for tonight. So we got maybe another 30 minutes to go here on the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Are you ready? Are you ready? I hope you're ready. Are you ready? 'Cause I am. Said I'm ready to party. Yes. Yes. Grab your coat. Get your keys. 'Cause whatever.
whatever you're drinking, it's on me, it's on me. Stay here if you want to, say what you want to, but I got a party, I needs me a party. Came here to get you, but I can't wait to grab me a partner and cut a rug up tonight. Oh. I found a place, yes, where we could boogie, boogie tonight. Oh. I found a place, yes, where we could boogie, boogie. Oh. Are you ready? Are you ready? Be ready, here we are, said we're off in the party, yeah, let me wet my throat, get two or three, then it's on to the dance floor, follow me, stand if you want to, stare if you want to, but I got a party, I'm up in the party, you're glad that I got ya. And it's all right, you got you a partner, so cut a rug up tonight. Oh. Yeah, I found a place, yes, where we could boogie, boogie tonight. Oh. I found a place, yes, where we could boogie, boogie tonight. Oh. I found a place, yes, where we could boogie.
Guinness tweet with Boogie Tonight off the Southern Hummingbird album. It's a good album. I was in a tweet kind of mood. This is actually the music that I had preloaded for last week's show when I had all that technical difficulty thing going on, and it was really pissing me off. But no, it's tonight I'm not having any problems. I don't know what's going on. And I stopped watching RuPaul's Drag Race a few seasons ago. I don't have any more TV space. I don't have another, you know, I don't have another spot for any TV. And I watched, once you've seen these kind of reality competition shows, you know, I haven't watched American Idol in years. What's the other one? The Voice? I don't watch that. I never watched Big Brother. I never watched. I don't like those competition shows. I never watched. That's another one. Survivor. I never watched any of those shows. Or I watched The Great Race or Amazing Race one season. I'm just not into that stuff for some reason. I did watch like the second, third, and fourth seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race. But after that, I haven't. I haven't watched it. You know, I just haven't. I don't have time. You know, especially with Empire. Oh, Empire has to be the best show on television. If you guys haven't seen Empire, you guys need to buy it on iTunes, watch it on Hulu, whatever you need to do. There's only 2 episodes left in this season. You guys need to watch it because it is off the chain. Well, I'll tell you, that show is off the chain, and I'm in love with Jamal. That could be my baby daddy. I'm just saying. IJS. it's really, really good, and the music is phenomenal. I mean, the music is phenomenal. My best friend told me tonight that the character who plays Tiana, the girl who plays Tiana, and Jamal are real life brothers and sisters. And so I'm like, wow, good looking, great vocalist. I mean, and tonight's show just kind of set everything off, and it was just good. It was so good. Tonight's episode wasn't as good as other ones, but it was pretty good. It was decent. I don't know what else they could do with the show. I know Estelle was on there tonight, and y'all see that Remy weave she had in her head. Remember Estelle from American Boy fame, Kanye and all that? I love Estelle. She has a great voice. I think she has that type of energy that's like really, really good energy. And she was on tonight's episode. I think Mary J's coming up, Patti LaBelle, and Jennifer Hudson. Can't nobody sing like Jennifer Hudson, baby. So that's coming in the next 2 episodes. That's a lot to put in 2 episodes. I think the last episode is going to be like a movie. I think it's like 3 episodes. The last one's going to be 2 hours, and of course next week will be 1 hour. But they are breaking all kind of ratings, and it's been number 1 since out the gate. It's been number 1. Because here's the thing. Black folks, you know, have never, and this show has everything. It has the blacks, a lot of blacks. I think they've gotten every non-working star in Hollywood black. Has the gays, you know, and you know, sometimes black people, I'm gonna say this, we don't like mixing our gay with our black hip-hop or our black stereotype. Even though we don't like being a stereotype, sometimes we pander to it because and we don't like mixing those things. So that's new for us, because they're saying black men are watching the show. The thugs are watching the show. Of course, the ratchetness and the blurs and the buppies and the boogettos. We all are watching the show. And then the white folks, you know, y'all watch a little bit too, you know. Judd Nelson's on there, which is really, really good. But if you haven't seen Empire, check it out. It's on Fox Wednesday nights at 8:00. So normally it would come on, right? It's perfect because, you know, normally on Wednesday nights, Arrow comes on at 7. This comes on at 8, but Arrow's on another little hiatus. Why they do this, I don't understand, but it is. William says that Drag Race is his only guilty pleasure as far as reality TV goes. Why can't you get into Empire? William, can we not be friends if you can't get into Empire? you have to give it a chance. Thing is, Empire is one of those shows you need to watch with one black gay guy, 2 black girls, and a white boy. Y'all would say the white boy would have the time of his life. So, William, I'm going to invite you one of these days. So, what else were we looking at? So, there was a little article that I read on BuzzFeed. You know, I love my BuzzFeed quizzes. But this was an article about how much a 30-second commercial costs on all the network shows and reveals some crazy. This is, and if, you know, if we spent more money, you know, back into America, into our economy, as some of these corporations, this goes for television companies and cable companies, as we pay for these commercials, we would not be in, we wouldn't have a deficit, you know, because some of these, when I looked at the list, I was like, are you kidding me? And these are for 30-second spots during a television show, whether it's a reality television show or a sporting event or a scripted series. This is what 30 seconds cost. Number 1 was Sunday Night Football at $5,000. You know, pretty much $594,000 for 30 seconds during Sunday Night Football. Number two was American Idol with $356,000 for 30 seconds. This is commercial, a 30-second spot. Number that's why these entertainers make too much damn money. You know, we're buying the products. You know, we're buying the Coke, we're buying the Snickers, we're buying the cell phones, we're buying all this stuff, and these companies are putting it in front of our face, whether it's good for us or not, and they're using these TV shows that we happen to love to deliver. And then they're paying for it, you know, and they're reaping the rewards, of course. And then they're paying for it because you know how advertising cost demand, supply and demand. You know, you have a lot of people watching that show. There's more people watching a particular show. You can demand, you know, more money to get your ad put in front of more people, more faces. Number three, which would now with the technology with you know, DVR and what's the one that used to be really popular, RealPlay TV, iTunes, Apple iTunes, stuff like that, where people are watching commercials. But Hulu, they will commercial you to death. You know, I'm almost ready to get rid of Hulu because of the commercials, but I've just learned to live with it. You know, it's, you know, it's what, $8 a month. I'm not going to trip too much. But number three was The Big Bang Theory with $317,000 for a 30-second spot. Number four, The Voice with $294,000. Modern Family came in at number five with $282,000. New Girl, which I don't watch anymore, which was funny the first season, $237,000. The Simpsons is still raking in the advertising bucks at number seven with $231,000 for a 30-second spot. Oh, and The Following, I seen the very first episode for this season the other day, baby. It was good. $211,000. I'm surprised they don't get more. $211,000 per 30-second spot. Scandal, which I'm surprised about this too. $207,000. And number 10, which is on right now, which is still one of the funniest shows on TV, Family Guy with $206,000 for 30 seconds. So, you know, you get what, 20, most of these shows, let's say you get 10 episodes a season, you know, how many commercials that plays during a basic, maybe five, six, you know, so six times something. They're making some killer bucks on some of these television shows getting this money for. I'm catching up with the chat room, but they're making some killer bucks on these TV shows. I'm in the wrong line of work. You know, let's think of the person who's the salesperson who gets that. You know, I've worked commission sales before. They're getting some killer checks. Killer checks, right? Anyhow, William is watching How to Get Away with Murder, which is really good. I'm still behind a couple episodes. Oh, and look, William's going to be my white boy. I've had a couple of those before. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. It's time for Family Weekly.
Baby King. pick time for
It's Fanboy Weekly for all you geeks, nerds, and blurs. Let's get our geek on.
And we're back. It is Fanboy Weekly, the time of our show where I talk about my personal geek for the week. Oh, that's a good name of a segment. Geek of the week, geek for the week. Anyhow. And no, I didn't get another work call. William, I was just trying to get rid of that song. Well, you know, last week I didn't get to share all my Funko Pop purchases. Thing is, I've made so many social media friends with the love of Funko Pops. I know I'm too old to be collecting these toys, but I can't stop myself. It has become a problem. But I actually purchased two of the 16 candles pops, which was Jake Ryan, which was the guy that she was trying to get with, Molly Ringwald character was trying to get with for the whole show, and she finally gets him at the end. And wait for it, Long Duck Dong. Yes, they have a Long Duck Dong pop figure. The ones that come in this particular set, you have Samantha Baker, which was the Molly Ringwald character, Ted the Geek. What's his real name? Because remember, he got really, when he did that show, he was like kind of a psychic. What's his name? Anybody know his name? What's his name? He's not been around, but he got all buffed and hot looking. Ted the Geek, and then Jake Ryan, of course. Whatever happened to him? And then, of course, Long Duck Dong. There's the four you can buy in the 16 candles line of Funko Pop figures, and they look really good. Jake Ryan's one looks really, really good. I didn't pick up Molly Ringwald or Ted the Geek because they didn't look like them. But you always got to have a Long Duck Dong, right? So I got picked him up and Jake Ryan. But the big win for last week, since I didn't get to tell you guys about it, I guess week before, I was at my local comic book store doing New Comic Book Day. And I'm just kind of looking around. They always have a lot of pops. You know what? I like my comic book store. There's two here in town. But they're not the friendliest. I finally have broken into the... They will actually speak to me at one of them. And I have one of my friends is a fellow Funko Pop collector. I normally talk to him and, you know, we laugh, whatever, and act up when I'm in there. But I don't know, what is it about opening? William says he need to find a Long Duck Dong. I told you, you need to read that, you need to read that graph. And find where all the Long Duck Dongs are, baby. But we had, you know, it's just weird. I don't know what it is, you know. Not that I'm cutting. Like, I was in Louisville a few weeks ago, about a month ago, and I went through the Great Escape. And the energy was so much different than the ones here. And I don't know what it is. They won't talk to you. And they get mad at you. It seems they're mad that they're working there. You know, if I had my own, and that's what I would love to own, my own comic book store. You know, if I ever hit the lottery, of course I'm quitting the job that I have now. It would be done. But I would just, I don't care if I even made money. I would have the best comic book store in the Midwest. It would be off the chain. You know, so if I have any investors want to, you know, I have a vision. I have a business plan. Just call me. And it's just something about these comic book stores that kind of pissed me off. And I was in there today before the snow and stuff came, after I dropped my mom off earlier. Because it was on my way to my house. Had to pick up my new comic books for the day, and we'll get to those in a second. But this is weird. I'm like, this is a weird vibe. And I don't know, you know, I spend a lot of money in here. Like, y'all at least get $50, $60 for me a week on comic books. So y'all lose the attitude. It's still a comic book store, and it's still retail. Not the same thing as retail, but lose your attitude. At least be nice. When I worked retail, I was nice. You know, I was real nice. Anyhow, but the big find, one of my very first Funko Pop pieces was the Dark Phoenix. I guess, God, going way, way back, before I got into Saga, the comic book, before I got into Chew, I had won a $50 gift certificate, online gift certificate to Amazon. And I'd always seen these Pop figures. The very first one I ever bought, and I need to get it back from her, I bought my niece loves the musical Wicked. And I bought her the Wicked Witch of the, is it East or the West? I bought her one because of that. That year for Christmas, I did a Wicked theme for her Christmas gifts. And so, I'm such a good uncle. And so, I bought, that's the first one I bought. But then, fast forward to when I got that Amazon gift card, I bought Wonder Woman, and I bought the Dark Phoenix. And so I was like, oh, well, it'd be cool if they had the green one. And so in a course of starting to collect these things more and see them around, you know, you go online, I'm like, they do have a Dark Phoenix. I mean, a regular Jean Grey, the Green Phoenix. And so sitting on the shelf, minding its own business, I don't know where it came from. I'm in this store at least once a week. Had never seen it before. There is the green one. Regular price, waiting for me to pick up. And if you follow me on Instagram, One Funny Guy, you can see the picture. Number one, FUNNYGUY on Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, you can see those pictures. And I was surprised, the fact that it's been, I think right now, and they had a regular price. If I wanted to, I could resell it for $50 on eBay. Easy. You know? So I was happy to get in. And then my friend Devin, if you guys are Funko or any kind of Funko collector, whether it's the group on Facebook is called Life with Funko Pop, you can ask to join it, and I'll say yes. And so it's where Funko collectors, we all kind of share where they're selling the new ones at, things we picked up, and also not limited to just the Funko Pops. We also put on there the little mystery minis. Now, I was never a mystery mini collector. Back in the summer during Barnes & Noble, they had their Get Pop Cultured event, and they had the SD, the San Diego Comic-Con, the SDCC exclusives, the mystery minis. So I got a lot of those. I did resell a lot of those, but I kept my Phoenix, of course. I got I think it was a 1 in 24. I got a rare one. And then just the other day, my friend Devin from the group, he had put this in my head to get the DC ones, because the DC mystery minis look really cool. And so I did pick up two of those, and I've ordered four more. I don't know what's wrong with me, but they're cheaper from Barnes & Noble. If you get them from Hot Topic, they're $7.50. If you get them from Barnes & Noble, they're $5.95. Barnes & Noble normally beats everybody on price for Funko Pops or even the Mystery Mini. So if you can get them from there, you order them online, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a better deal. Because if you're a member, you get the 10% off. And a lot of times, they always have that 20% coupon. You know, I don't buy stuff without a 20% coupon from Barnes & Noble online. But so I got the Batman, the rare Batman. And then I got a Deathstroke, which I'm trading with someone. So if you want to trade your Funko Pops, your Mystery Minis, join the Life with Funko Pop group on Facebook. And I'll put that the link on the Facebook page as well, so you guys can kind of just click on it and join. So it's for trading, just fun to show us what you got. It's just a fun group, nothing too serious. But this week we picked up, as I'm reading the chat room. East was Glinda the Good Witch. West was the Wicked Witch. North had a house dropped on. Yeah. Have you read the books? Have you read the Wicked books? I only read Son of a Witch and Wicked, the very first one. Anyhow, looks like there is a new... And I talked about this last week, I think. Spider-Woman gets a very new... Let's say very new. I guess it'd be very new. She gets a new outfit, y'all. And it's kind of furious. Jessica Drew looks... And she has a motorcycle. Remember when she was taken over by one of the Skrulls? She was impersonated by the Skrull Queen, and everybody hated her. And then, coming soon, the Uncanny Inhumans. Did you guys see Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last night? the very first time they use Inhuman and they use Terra Genesis, the first time we've ever heard or seen that on a show. And also the second trailer for Marvel's, for Age of Ultron is online. I actually have that on the Facebook page as well. But looks like Inhumans is getting a lot of ground. There's always kind of a B-list group. But now they're kind of they're quickly becoming an A-lister. So the Uncanny Inhumans are coming in April, because you know the last Inhuman comic book, Medusa and Black Bolt are no more. He is not the king of the Inhumans because he started all this mess with exploding the Terrigen bomb, and that's gave some of us our best heroes. You know, Mikala Khan from Ms. Marvel, the new Ms. Marvel. We love her, and it's one of my favorite comic books currently, just like Spider-Woman. So today's free digital download. Free digital download. If you haven't listened to the show before and you want to redeem your code for a free digital copy, one first come, first serve. So if you put this code in and you get it, it's yours and you're the one that won it. You know, you have to go to marvel.com/redeem to be eligible to put this code in. So here's the code. N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, Z as in Zebra, P as in Paul, Z as in Zebra, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, the number 5, Q as in Question, 9, L as in Love. One more time, a lot slower. N, T, M, Z, P, Z, S, P, 5, Q, 9, L. And that would get you Spider-Woman number 5, this week's, this month's new, I think they're coming out pretty, I think it's like every 2 weeks, but this month's new Spider-Woman, it's been a great series so far, and it shows the debut of her new costume and her new look, so check that out. We also picked up Batman Eternal number 48. I'm going to go ahead and get 49, 50, 51, 52, to make it a year, then I will be dropping this series because they haven't wrapped this shit up yet. And then Angel and Faith, number 12, which I just wanted to peep in and see what's going on with Angel and Faith. And then Hawkeye, the all-new Hawkeye. I just realized this one has a crease in it, so I need to get me another one. Number 1. The Hawkeye books have been taken off pretty good. But it's going to be Hawkeye and his protege, a new story showing our favorite archer and Avenger, Hawkeye. And what else do we have? Hey, Jay Peterson, what's up? Haven't seen you in a while. Did I lose sound for a while there? Can you guys tell me? I'm not sure if I did or not. My computer went dark when I was reading. I hope I didn't. That would suck. So, what else do we have to talk about tonight? I think we've talked about everything. You guys have anything to add from the chat room? Yeah, Jay, I haven't seen you in a very, very long time. It's been a while. Been taking some breaks here and there. Oh, well, you heard everywhere. Well, great. I'm glad I didn't lose sound. So that kind of wraps up our Fanboy Weekly segment. I don't think anything else is coming. This weekend in Indianapolis, if you have to be in Indiana, close to Indianapolis, there is Indiana Comic Con. Will be next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend. I think the 13th, 14th, and the 15th are our days. Let's see, make sure my days are right. A lot of artists will be there. I'm doing good, Jay. I can be better. Yeah, the 13th, 14th, and 15th will be the days for Indiana Comic Con, not to be mistaken for the Wizard World they had a few weeks ago, or Indianapolis PopCon, which will be later on in the spring. This one was pretty big last year. I know this year they're having Carrie Fisher is going to be there. I don't think William Shatner is going to be there. William, are you going? I think I'm going to at least drive up for one day because it's not that far from me. Gina Coleman from Doctor Who. Oh, Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa, whatever his name is, who's going to be Arthur Curry in the new Justice League movie that comes out in 2016. He's going to be there. He's going to be Aquaman from Game of Thrones. Also, looks like Roy McCann from Game of Thrones. Then you have some voice actors, Paige O'Hara, Linda Larkin, Billy West from Doug fame, and Comic Book Girl 19, whoever that is. The person that I really want to see artist-wise is going to be, which I wanted to see him in Nashville, didn't get to see him. Etha Van Shiver is going to be there. And also, I think Greg Land's going to be there as well. I think I did see that. Let's see, make sure I was right. Because I have, yeah, Greg Land from one of my favorite Phoenix stories, Phoenix End Song. He's going to be there as well. So I'm going to take all my Phoenix books up there and have him sign my Phoenix End Song. I need to find number, I think I need 2 and 4, I think. I can't find the rest of them, but I want him to sign all those for me. So at least go up there for a day and hang out and see what. I haven't been to this particular one, so we'll see how that would be coming here next weekend. But anyhow, I think that's it for me. I didn't get any more calls, so I'm assuming I can go to bed. We're getting close to 1 o'clock, and you guys are out. You're in the areas that's receiving all this crazy snowfall. Be careful out there. I know it's slick, and if you just take your time and not rush, like there's nothing on the ground, I think you'd be safe. Don't forget, coming soon, we will have Glitter and the Geek. The show will be called Glitter and the Geek. Once I get my shit together, I've said that once before tonight. And what else? I think that's it. So you guys have a great night, and we're going to see you next time. Thank you guys for listening. Good night. Bye, William. Bye, Jay. Thanks for hanging out with me. We'll see you next week.
Yes. Yes. Grab your coat, get your keys, 'cause whatever you're drinking, it's on me, it's on me. Stay here if you want to, say what you want to, but I got a party, I needs me a party. Are you ready?